All right, folks, got a special edition for you today. We're going to be talking about P. Diddy Combs and how he's going to bring down the entire music system and even more than that. This is the beginning of a massive avalanche, a cascade of people that are going to be coming down, whether you like it or not. I know, I've heard through the grapevine, I got my contacts. People are very nervous right now. They're not talking with each other. It's like freeze mode. Nobody knows what to do. And I got people in the Hollywood circle that I talk to. And it looks like this is going to be, this is it. This is it. This is going to, what's going to take down everybody. I'm with Rosangel Perez, who actually worked, you worked with MTV, correct? You were a producer and you worked on Vote or Die with P. Diddy.
This is the MTV Mike Flag, and all of a sudden there's footage surfacing from those days of when Diddy was doing Vote or Die, which was obviously a voting campaign in which he was promoting the Democratic agenda. Now, of course, back in those days, I'm in music, television, I'm wondering what the heck does artists and Democrat and politics have to do with one another? And all of these years later, you start to see how a lot of those same people that were in my orbit those days are still in the limelight, and there seem to be a lot of connections between them and a lot of exposing that is happening right now.
Yeah,
So
this is gonna be explosive. This is gonna be big. And right now, he's gonna begin to sing like a canary. I mean, this is gonna get crazy, and we're gonna see a lot more celebrities. I think the whole Ben Affleck, J-Lo thing has something to do with this. I think everything, you can just see everyone going in their own lane right now, and the ramifications from this, all the names that P. Diddy named publicly that we're all aware of. I mean, people that you would never guess are involved in this. And it's going to, I believe, and the people that I've talked to, this is going to take down everyone. Folks, you don't want to miss this segment, but first, get Olive. Get Olive, folks. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you, folks. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now, is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true, and it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. Yep, you probably use cooking, you probably cooked with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. Remember, folks, I use all these products. You probably used to be cooking with it, but this is how you feel and look younger. For example, olive oil is the natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. I just turned 47. I think I look all right for 47. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. This is real. I take it every day. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, there's certain kinds. Any olive oil can give you some benefits, but if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. It's enormous. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and if you can bet, they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profits, like all foods do today. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled, but some olive oils are so powerful it may only take a tablespoon a week, and that's it, to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that could be a health booster, or which one isn't to par, up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry has decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. The video has gone viral, folks, and I take this twice a week. That's what I do. I take it twice a week. And I'm noticing amazing health benefits. In an effort to answer the question, Dr. Gundry has decided to take a stand and release these personal findings. Go to getoliveone.com/Nino. Get started on it. Getoliveone, number one, .com/Nino. And I'll put the link down below, folks. And it's pretty damn amazing. It's amazing these health benefits these things give you. All right, Rose Angel. P. Diddy time. P.
Diddy,
Diddy
diddy,
time.
diddy. Which name
I'm
shall
gonna
we call him by? He's got so many names.
I don't think it matters anymore. I mean, this guy's gone. He's gone. He's going to be rotting in a cell for the rest of his life,
And I have to
if not
say that
worse.
this is definitely a time in the industry that many people expected. They were anticipating. Many people wanted to see some sort of unveiling because we've known, if you're been a part of this industry for the past 20 plus years, that at some point it took a very dark turn. And I mean, look, coming from the industry, specifically one that, focused on music in production world that I've been a part of, I was hearing it all of the time. People would criticize us. Why are there less videos? How come there's more depravity? Why are we seeing all these reality shows? How come is sex, 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 sex everywhere? Like, how come you can't do things like about that? And, I don't know the answer to that question because I think that there's a part of this is also a reflection of us, the viewers, the audience,
That's what they want to see.
and we've been conditioned that sex sells. Put a nice piece of buns, male or female, on the screen, and that is going to, send signals to the person who's watching. I mean, I've been with my
They
mom at
want
the
to sex
hospital.
sells. There's no doubt
Sex
about it.
sells. And we've been watching this like reality show, and all of the cast members, both all men and women, they're just beautiful looking human beings. And so that's intentionally, like all of this is intentional. I want to say that a lot of people are very scared. A lot of people maybe are hoping that they feel vindicated. And I don't know. I have a lot of mixed feelings for what this means to be watching it, to know that we were part of it behind the scenes, sort of watching, seeing, wondering why there were so many people that would start bright-eyed and fresh, and all of a sudden, when they were at the tail end of their career, sometimes it was long or short, you would see a celebrity, an artist, someone in the industry just look drawn out, worn out, exhausted. And why? There was always things I always asked myself. How come there was such a commonality of drug use, of people trying to, were they getting lost? Were they using all these things to get lost because of the pressure in the industry, or because they want to forget things that they might have been a part of, whether or not they were aware of? And yeah, this thing with Diddy, he's currently watch last we heard in
Self-deleted watch. Self-deleted watch.
self-deleted watch. Beep. He's
It's like,
currently
I gotta
self-deleted
say,
watch.
being around those circles, even myself being a pro athlete and spending time in Hollywood, and I did my share of partying, that's for damn sure. A lot of these people, man, I'm sorry, but they have to only to blame themselves, because you put yourself in these situations. You wanted to be famous. A lot of people did. I know a lot of people were trying anything, trying to be a, they would do anything to be around P. Diddy, do anything to be around these big music execs, even if it meant sleeping with him. So for the, see, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with saying, oh, now they're victims. Now they're, let's treat them like victims. No. A lot of them knew what they were doing. A lot of them went to these parties. A lot of these people craved to be around these people's presence. So I look at both sides of this. Now, making people do things against their will and hurting somebody, that's different to me. That's a whole different game. But people that put themselves in these situations, go to a room at 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning, after midnight, whatever, doing drugs, and then you're going to say P. Diddy did this and that to you. When you put yourself there and you wanted to be around that guy and you wanted to advance your career, that's where I have a problem with. But doing things, making people do things against their will, or kidnapping them, keeping them in a room, having sexually abusing them, assaulting them, whatever, that's different. But I will say right now, and I'm going to say this right now, A lot of these people knew what they were doing, and a lot of these people are predators. And I think the ones that are the predators are going to be aired out by P. Diddy very soon. You're going to see a cascade of people coming down. I think P. Diddy's probably the first real big arrest. And I'm still battling in my mind, is this a distraction to take away from the second Trump assassination, the election that's coming up? What is this being used for? Because, or is it the initial start of all the takedowns? That's what my mind's trying to grapple with right now.
We're grappling with that here in New York. As you know, New York may be leading the country in the corruption expose from governor to Mayor Adams to the NYPD, and it just continues. The last 3 weeks has been very condensed, even with some of the people that have stepped down from high positions. Now, why am I mentioning this? Because some of my
Can you
former,
see the screen, Rose Angel?
yes, I can. Some of my former NYPD friends who expose the corruption, they think, and they for a long time they've been saying Diddy's gonna go down, then you're gonna see Mayor Adams go down, and they think that some of this might be connected because, as we know, there's no way that Diddy could have done this by himself. He is the face of the scandal right now,
He's the
and.
Epstein of the entertainment world.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this, and I just to show how nonchalant P. Diddy is. And I mean, I couldn't believe the relationship he has with his mother. And I'm going to show this right now. This is his mother, ladies and gentlemen. And look how he's talking about his own mother. And I'm doing this because I really want people to know what kind of character this man, how really perverted this guy is.
Yeah, my mom's gorgeous. Well, let me introduce you out to my mom, called Mom Dukes.
Hi.
She's getting a drip with me. She's hydrating. What's up, Mom?
Everything's good, baby. I'm here with you.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay.
Mom, freshly dipped though. I was trying to show you your shoes. Yeah, my mom's a single. Mom's a single. I ain't gonna hate on my mom's. She's single. Me and my mom talked about one time doing a dating show, but she's so picky. She's so picky, they don't stamp. But yeah, that'd be the funniest show in the world.
It will be. Especially with me.
I don't even want to get started if she was doing that. We're not doing that. Cause no. Yeah, my mom's single. Yeah, for real. Mom Duke know how to have a good time. She ain't sitting in the house playing. Yeah. Outside moving and shaking, baby.
Yeah,
she come with me to strip club. I don't care. For real. It's my dog. You know, I want to live life. We out here moving and grooving. So my mom told me, she just said, keep moving, baby.
That's right.
Keep moving.
Don't stop.
She could touch the floor with her palms. You know?
Flat.
Flat. Oh! Pew, pew, pew. Yeah, my mom's.
That's crazy to me. I don't know. I
Wait,
don't
she
know.
could touch the floor with her palms, so that means her
Yeah.
buns are up in the air.
Right. She's like twerking or something like that. So, I mean, I just wanted to show this just to get a feel, a grip on this man's character, his relationship with his mother. I don't know. I don't even talk to my, I don't even use foul language around my mother. So this to me really shows a lot. It to me, his relationship with his mom who raised him and reared him. And I mean, if she's twerking in front of her son, that shows you his upbringing right there. This is not, sex is not a big deal to him. And it's actually a lifestyle. You know, I don't know. I just wanted everyone to get a grip on that, to get a feel for that. I don't know. I was blown away by that clip. I couldn't believe what I was listening to. I was like, wow, that's not his sister. Even my sister, I don't talk with like that. I don't, not nobody in my family. I do. So that to me was very alien to me. I just, it's something that's just off limits. I don't talk about those things with my mother. It's not ever in a conversation. And then he's trying to almost endorse and pawn off his mom on, or dude, I want to have a dating show with my mom. Like, that's crazy. I'm sorry. That's just, I blew my mind. I didn't believe it.
Well, you know what you're describing there is sort of just different relationships, right? You have a sacred relationship with your mom. He has a relationship with his mom. Their dynamics of communication is very different. I, you know, coming from New York, not that I've heard those words, but I've definitely have witnessed, you know, parent-child relationships where there's a lot of cussing and things that you normally wouldn't really want to see. So, yeah, this is kind of what started it all. And I know that by now everyone has probably seen this is the announcement by the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District. And the Southern District in New York City has a very high reputation of conviction rates. They
Good
do
morning,
not
everyone.
play.
My name is Damian Williams, and I'm the U.S. Attorney here in the Southern District of New York. Today, I'm announcing the unsealing of a three-count indictment charging Sean Combs with racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, interstate transportation. The indictment alleges that between at least 2008 and the present, Combs abused, threatened, and coerced victims to fulfill his sexual desires, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct. As alleged in the indictment, to carry out this conduct, Sean Combs led and participated in a racketeering conspiracy that used the business empire he controlled to carry out criminal activity.
But who controlled him and who was helping him is what I want to know. And I think that's where
Exactly.
this is all going to lead, correct?
And that's what we're hoping for. You know, like I said, he's on self-deleted watch right now. And you know what happened to the other person he's being compared to, allegedly. But you know, this could go either way. I'm hoping that this ends up spiraling a whole bunch of unveilings. I pray that it doesn't end up like what happened with Ghislaine Maxwell,
Right.
where she's locked up. She obviously is serving time for her collusion, but where the heck are the people who she was colluding
Well,
with?
I know this operation is a big one from my understanding. This is a big operation and it takes time to take down these people. I just find it, is it coincidental that it's happening right before November? You know, and I'm wondering, where is this all going to lead? I think this is going to lead to some big and powerful politicians.
Including sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and the obstruction of justice. Let me say a little bit more about the charges. The indictment alleges that Combs abused and exploited women and other people for years.
And men. And men.
And in a variety of ways. As alleged, Combs used force, threats of force, and coercion to cause victims to engage in extended sexual performances with male commercial sex workers, some of whom he transported or caused to be transported over state lines. Combs allegedly planned and controlled the sex performances, which he called freak-offs, and he often electronically recorded them. The freak-offs sometimes lasted days at a time, involved multiple commercial sex workers, and often involved a variety of narcotics, such as ketamine, ecstasy, and GHB, which Combs distributed to the victims to keep them obedient and compliant.
Well, I want to know, did they willingly take this and then regret it later? You know what I mean? I have a lot of questions with Angel.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of different people over the years sharing stories that some of them remember. Nothing, just waking up and feeling strange sensations like, what the heck happened? I blacked out. I don't know.
I've heard that he wouldn't even put it in the alcohol, allegedly, that he put it in the fruit punch. He put it in water bottles and things like that, so that everyone got it. It wasn't just people that were drinking alcohol. Like, there were some people that did not want to drink the alcohol, but they drank fruit punch or whatever, or a Diet Coke or whatever, and they still got the drugs in that, in the what they were drinking.
As alleged, when Combs didn't get his way, he was violent, and he subjected victims to physical, emotional, and verbal abuse so that they would participate in the freak-offs, and that Combs hit, kicked, threw objects at, and dragged victims, at times by their hair. On one occasion in March of 2016, that conduct was captured on video and later reported in the media. Specifically, Combs kicked, dragged, and threw a vase at a victim in a Los Angeles hotel when the victim was attempting to flee. As alleged, these assaults often resulted in injuries to the victims, which took days or weeks to heal. In addition to the violence, the indictment alleges that Combs threatened and coerced victims to get them to participate in the freak-offs.
You know, I can only imagine how many people are so scared right now, knowing that they're going to be named, and it just takes one person to name them, and they're in trouble. I mean, this could, I don't think people really understand, this could take down everybody, like everybody, not just in the music industry, in the movie industry. Politics, though, everyone is nervous right now. Anybody who even attended a party, and I mean, they're nervous. Anybody who went to these things, they're going to be scared.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I mean, right now there is such an explosion of news, including people who have supposedly stepped down. And hopefully next time we chat, we'll have an update on that. This was a show with David Harris Jr. and in which they talk about how big this is and how big it can get with its implications.
Been denied bail for a second time after being arrested by Homeland Security agents this week. He's been charged with sex trafficking, kidnapping, bribery, and a lot more. On this show, we discussed his deviant sex parties in which he coerced women into engaging in days-long public sex displays with he's accused of taking videos of those encounters and using them to blackmail the participants. But according to our music industry insider, Sean Combs' crimes could be even worse than what's being described, and other famous faces could also be implicated. Joining me now is founder of Yaco Bullions Ministries and my good friend, Yaco Bullions. Yaco, thank you so much for coming on the show this evening. I know we're hearing a whole lot about what these allegations are, what the charges are, and we're hearing other big names that are supposed to be all wrapped up in it. Tell us, spill the beans. Nothing's off limits, brother. What's going on? Who else is going to be implicated? Who's already implicated in the charges?
Now, I've heard that this could be in the not hundreds, but thousands. Thousands. Like that's what I'm hearing, how big this can be.
It makes sense to me. I mean, when you think about how many people work on one Hollywood movie, one music video, one production, sometimes hundreds, depending, right? So, obviously
Better
not all of
lawyer
those
up.
people, right? Obviously not all of those people are implicated, but there are people who did very tiny jobs that looked away because what? They were getting paid.
Who else do you think is going to come up out of this? And do you think Sean Combs is actually going to face jail time? And do you think he's going to survive his time in prison?
Yeah, man. Great work, David. Thank you for all you do. Look, I said 10 months ago, Sean's going to be arrested. People said, no, he's going to walk. And I said, not this time. Something you have to pay attention to here is what did not happen in the Epstein case or the Maxwell case. In the indictment, the definition of sex trafficking is mentioned. That did not happen with Epstein and with Maxwell. The second I saw that in the indictment, they're mentioning force, fraud, coercion, which is the definition of human trafficking, I knew this time this guy's going to fry. He's going to. This is a sex trafficking case. The reason they did that is so no corrupt district attorney could plead this down to a misdemeanor, a drug charge, kidnapping charge, a sex trafficking case. Maxwell wasn't tried in a sex trafficking case. This is very, very different.
So this is even more serious than Maxwell? Is that what he's saying?
And that's what we're understanding. Possible? Yeah. I guess this is why when you say, Nino, that a lot of people will, this will probably be in the thousands. And let's see. I mean, this is a big investigation. Where is this going to lead us?
I think Jeffrey and Matt, Ghislaine Maxwell were interrogated. I think that it all roads led to P. Diddy. I think this is all just, this is all part of it, I think.
Different, David. They're stacking up. They went slow. Remember, they raided him, and then everybody said they're going to do nothing. And I said, no, they're walking it slow because they've got the evidence. I believe this canary bird is going to sing. Here's what I believe is going to happen. The charges are mounting up on. He's going to get 30, 50, 55, 60 years is what he's looking at. I believe they're going to throw the book at him. I also believe they're going to talk to him about seizing assets. They're going to talk to him about your children are going to be left destitute on the street. We're going to take you for everything you've got because it is New York City. In New York City, tax crimes are looked at differently. They're looking at tax evasion. They're going to throw the book at this guy, I believe, to make him a deal. And I believe the deal they're going to make him is, now you need to spill the beans. You need to talk and we'll give you 15 with probation or whatever, right? Some sort of a condition. I really believe this is going to happen. Other names are going to come up. Sean will talk. That's why Jay-Z is running. That's why Jay-Z is nervous. Jaguar is talking about it. So many other artists at the moment. The industry is squirming because they know Sean is loose-lipped. He will talk. I can share this with you. An executive from his organization ends up in my office, unannounced, in my office saying, will you help me? I'm not part of it. I run some of his brands. This guy's got tequila brands. He's got a...
Look at that. They're even nervous. Anybody who's even in his vicinity is nervous. They're lawyering up right now. This is it. This is the time. This is what's going on. This is what's... Do you realize that everybody who's been associated with this guy right now is getting a lawyer?
Mm-hmm. Time's up.
This is crazy. And what about Beyonce? What about J-Lo? I mean, you know, I think the whole Ben Affleck... I mean, this is going to be...
Ton of stuff. One of his executives ends up in my office. I said, how did you get in my office? He said, I'm here. You've got to help me. I said, no, we're going to come after you. You know, you've been there. You've worked with him for 17 years. You know, they're jumping. David, so brazen that he shows up at my office to say, will you help me? I want to talk. I want to spill the beans. So this is going to crumble. Now, you're going to see Hollywood film industry implicated, Wall Street implicated, professional sports implicated. Remember, allegedly, I'll say allegedly, because they make us, right? Minors did attend these parties. Minors. That charge has not been brought yet. If that charge comes, now you're looking at life. Life, because the sex trafficking charge...
I have some ideas who the pro athletes are, by the way. I have some ideas, some basketball players. Wow, this is going to be crazy.
Charges for minors are very different. You do not have to prove force, fraud, or coercion with a minor. A minor's a victim. The defense is going to say it's not force, fraud, coercion. The woman did it at their own remission, at their own will. He told them, I'll give you a record deal. You're going to be my girlfriend. He defrauded them. He coerced them with record deals. He put them in the studio. He made them believe they were going to be stars. He is toast. He's fried because it's actually a sex trafficking case. And I believe, especially being denied bail, remember, he pays off his mortgage, $18 million a week before he turns himself in. He was so confident. His lawyers are so cavalier that the judge would take the bail. Judge, here's an $18 million home, $50 million cash. He could put an ankle bracelet on me. I'm not going nowhere. And they go, no bail, no bail, because this guy is over his eyeballs in water. When he realizes this and his lawyers tell him, Sean, there's no way out, buddy.
Oh. Oh. Wow. This is so big. This is so big. And then so here, He's on self-deleted watch, right? We have to say that for FluffTube. So, and you know, when you're on these self-deleted watches, they just make your life a living hell, from what I've heard. They check up on you every 10 minutes or something like that. They harass you. It's just a reason to really make your life hell. They turn the lights bright on. I mean, it's like torture.
Yeah, he's...
This guy's done, man.
He's somewhere in Brooklyn near me. And... Right, what's going to happen? Like, he's at the same jail where all these people have served time, and some of them... where are they now?
Sean Diddy Combs will spend time at this prison in Brooklyn, New York. After losing his attempt to secure bail following an indictment for sex trafficking and racketeering by federal prosecutors. That's according to news reports.
You know, the reason I played his segment with his mother is because I kind of wanted to show the audience his character and where it begins. You know, I mean, look how just that was his upbringing. That was his mother. You know, he should be holding her on a pedestal. Instead, he's almost trying to sell off his mom. You know, he's like, oh, my mom's gorgeous, man. She could touch the floor with her hands. Who talks that way about their mom?
Yeah, you know, being when I worked with his team and around him, like, that he definitely had a reputation for being, please don't get offended, community, with this term, a slave driver, because he would really work anybody who was on his team really, 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 really hard. He will make insane demands on their time. And God forbid you said that you were tired. That would not go well for you. He back in those days, I was hearing that he would go through so many assistants because he was just so incredibly demanding. And when I learned that, I was like, why am I complaining? I just get to work with him for a tiny season of my life. But I didn't like it. And let me tell you why. As a woman, my least favorite artist celebrity that I've ever been around has been P. Diddy, because he exudes I hate women vibes. And some of the people that surrounded him as protection exuded I hate women vibes. Do you think there were gentle people? Do you think it was any men who would be like, oh, I see a woman carrying something heavy, let me help you? Oh, no, they would almost be in satisfaction watching that.
Conditions at the Metropolitan Detention Center in 2019 sparked a public outcry after an electrical fire cut power and heat to roughly 1,600 prisoners during one of the coldest weeks that year. The prison has a history of holding high-profile figures, including Sam Bankman-Fried and Ghislaine Maxwell. Combs pleaded not guilty to the three criminal...
Wow, the same prison, huh? The same exact prison.
...charges that were brought against him earlier this week. A U.S. magistrate judge denied bail for Combs, granting a prosecution request for continued detention before trial.
You know, you got to wonder, was it all worth it? You know, I mean, it all comes to a tragic end. Man, they all got away with this for so long, and they're all going to come down. They're all going to go down. It's like, you know, I don't know. I don't just see this happening. You know, we all know that it's going to happen politically as well. This is going to lead, and this must be it. This is what's going to lead to everybody, because it's going to be a chain effect, a domino effect. This person's going to tell on this person for a lesser sentence. That person's going to tell on someone for a lesser sentence. That person's going to tell on somebody for less. It's just going to go down the line of everyone tattletaling on everybody else. And I don't think the people really understand the magnitude of this. It's going to be everybody associated. You're going to see your favorite basketball stars, football stars. You're going to see politicians. This is probably going to take years long of just, and all of them are going to be having nightmares. They're going to be in fear for their life. I mean, none of them are sleeping now. I mean, you got to think about this. They're done. This is it. This is it right here. It's over. This is the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, I would go to the Fox News clip, or if Diddy flips, he could take the whole industry with him. Yeah.
I Diddy was arrested on sex trafficking and racketeering charges, and the judge denied him bail. Tonight, Primetime's getting an inside look at what Diddy's being accused of. What we learn could bring the whole music industry down and might explain how Diddy got away with it for so long. The feds say Diddy created a criminal enterprise that engaged in sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice. At the center of Diddy's criminal enterprise, drug-fueled sex parties, they're called freak-offs. Diddy lured women.
Now, politicians were there as well. People need to understand this. Like, it's not, when he says the music industry, we need to really talk about this, Rose Angel, because it's not just the music industry, professional athletes, politicians. This is what's going to get everybody, correct?
They're all implicated. And as we have seen, I mean, I have a feeling that this investigation has been years in the making. And I feel, I could be wrong, I have no proof of this, but I feel like when we were all grounded in 2020, we started seeing some of those hints that right. something was going to go down, because to me, that was the turning point of us not looking at celebrities with the same fandom that we were conditioned to.
Do you think, you know, people like Oprah, they were all probably told by their lawyers, you're going to get away with this. You're going to, don't worry. You know, you got people like Kevin Spacey. You got people like with like allegations against them that, you know, they're all probably right now thinking, okay, it's over. It's time is up. This is going in the wrong direction for me, and I need to start talking.
You know, it's interesting you brought up Oprah, because I've been very curious about her. And I'm wondering if, this is me speculating, because I did include a clip of Oprah towards the end, because on another really unrelated, it was a Kamala, hosting a Kamala event. But, you know, all of the celebrities were there. Your J-Lo's, your Jim Carrey's, right?
Jim Carrey.
Was there, yeah, that's later on in this... And so I'm thinking, like, whose side are you playing on? Because Oprah's not a stupid woman. She's been at a vantage point. And who knows if she made a deal? I don't know. I'm just talking completely pure speculation. But, you know, obviously she knows stuff.
The paradigm's crashing, man. The old guard's coming down. This is not just going to be the music entertainment industry, folks. It's going to be everything.
And into his world, and then manipulated them to participate in highly orchestrated sex acts while Diddy watched and pleasured himself. Diddy.
Boy. What's another one on here?
Yeah, well, the look back. This is the one that you start to see the collusion goes way back with the Democratic machine.
A problem that we have in young America. Young Americans being disenfranchised. Only 36% of us have voted. And I wanted you to speak. You're one of the few politicians that young people relate to. And we want to just hear the message on why you feel it's important for them to vote this year. Young people that, and please talk to the people that are disenfranchised that don't believe in the power of their vote.
Well, I really think that this year more than any other, young people have their entire futures at stake. When I go to the floor of the Senate to cast a vote, I'm casting a vote about what the economy is going to look like and what kind of jobs are going to be available.
You know when this was, Rosanna, what year this was? Is this 2016?
This is exactly 20 years ago.
This is 20 years ago.
2004. Yes.
Whether there's going to be health care, whether there's going to be good education, every issue that you can imagine has a direct impact on how every young person watching is going to live his or her life. And so I would hope that this year, more than any other, people would stop and think, hey, you know, do I want to wake up in 5 years and, you know, have...
Do we know if she attended these parties? Do we know anything like that? Or is that, I mean, that could be, she could be implicated, correct?
Well, what we do know is that, like, my question is, was this the beginning of Diddy's, you know, sweetheart deal with the Democratic machine. You know, I worked on this show. I was actually a few feet away from while this interview was happening. So it was kind of eerie to see it sort of come back. A couple of things that are really interesting to know. You know that MTV News is dead. MTV News right. also earlier this year deleted all of their archives.
Really?
Yes. And so if someone knows, can you, if even you've done some digging for the audience, I'm interested, you know, that's something that piques my interest, because can you imagine all of the juicy stuff there?
Yeah. Wow. Could so MTV this, be taken down? I mean, geez.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, so how big is this really going to get? How big is this going to get? I've heard you can't, it's unimaginable how big this is from the people I've been talking to.
Well, this is, I'm sure everybody has seen this, but for the sake of refreshing your minds, this was earlier where he did a weird video and he was just naming names.
So why do you think he did this? Do you think he did, like, I mean, he named a lot of people here, and I'm wondering, was he told to do this to scare them, or is he like, this is so crazy to me. Watch this, folks.
Oprah. J-Lo.
First two that I named. I said Oprah and J-Lo, didn't I?
J-Lo.
A-Rod.
Will Smith. Alicia Keys.
The darling of the mute. Wow.
Wasn't she, if memory serves me correct, wasn't she kind of discovered or working with Clive Davis? I would have to kind of, wasn't that the person who sort of
but
brought
Alicia
around?
Keys
into
is like a mother now. I don't think she goes out. I think she doesn't even drink alcohol. Like the fact mm-hmm. that he just named her, like her past is going to come back to her and it's going to be detrimental. I mean, can you imagine what these people are feeling right now? The terror that they have in their bodies.
Justin Bieber.
Kevin Hart.
Mark Wahlberg.
And again, he's just spitting out names, but the timing of when he did this video. And then the stories of people saying that he or his team were contacting certain people and calling. He would call and call and call and call and call and call and call. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that has come out in the news repeatedly in the past week. And I don't know. Was this a veiled threat? Like, I got your names and y'all all coming down with me. I have no idea. But look at, like, and he's doing it in front of this statue. I don't know what the statue
represents,
but that would be interesting to find out too.
Snoop Dogg. Ooh.
Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
Swiss Beats.
Speak.
Kelly Rowland.
Chris Brown.
Maluma.
Issa Rae.
Sierra.
Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, that's my sis right there.
Isn't Lizzo, which one's Lizzo, Rose Angel?
Lizzo is the artist that is very talented. She's very full figured. And she
she's
actually in the gym right now, you know, working out.
Getting ready for jail.
But interesting that you said that. Remember not so long ago, there was some like news that her people were saying these crazy allegations against Lizzo. So I don't know if that's connected to this.
J Balvin.
Naomi Campbell.
That's your auntie.
So what's the purpose of him doing this?
I mean, what vibes do you get when you watch that? Because just going off by vibes,
he's basically saying, I'm not going down alone. Like,
yeah, there's, and then in this, that it's also that cadence, like where, and
he's proud of it. Like, he's proud of it.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's sad. Yeah, I have to say that as someone who loves this industry so much, music, just celebrating art, I'm completely heartbroken that this is where we're at.
But it's almost like he's doing this, like he's getting off on this. Like he's like, yeah, I got you. You're going with me. Like he's known he's going to go down or something, and he wants to take everyone down with him. Like he's going to go down in a fiery blaze.
Let's get back to the list. Okay, Jessica Alba.
See, a lot of these celebrities to me have left the scene and they've gotten older and they've started families, and now their past is coming back to haunt them is what I'm seeing here. You know, I don't know what they did.
That's the very unfortunate thing.
I don't know what they did at these parties, but it's like, to me, it seems like, because you know, like a lot of them now are like grown out of this. They're probably moved on in their lives. Like I would imagine Jessica Alba, Alicia Keys, like they're probably like, I cannot believe this is coming back to haunt me.
Well, I have to say, you know how there's always murmurings in places that you are. And when I was working within at the MTV building in New York City, well, 1515 Broadway housed VH1, Nickelodeon, and all those other channels. There was these rumors sometimes that certain people that maybe wouldn't make it to like what you would call an A-lister, if they were like B or C, maybe that they would get recruited to, and they would give it like an interesting description, but pretty much it seemed like they were doing escort work, and so you would see them around with these people. Maybe you didn't know them, but they had a lot of this or a lot of influence, and they weren't necessarily United States folks. Maybe they were influential men from overseas. Now, when life is moving quickly and you're just working and working and working, you see those nuggets make no sense, but maybe all along, as we've been saying, as we've been discovering, it's been in front of our faces this whole time, has this music industry become just an excuse, or Hollywood or politics, to get away with bad sexual acts?
Rita Wilson. Gabrielle Union.
Rita Wilson is who? Is that Tom Hanks' wife? Or who is Rita Wilson?
Let me look real quick.
Wade.
Usher.
Demi Lovato.
Shaq and his whole family.
Shaquille O'Neal? Oh, boy.
And to confirm that, and you're right, that is Tom Hanks' wife.
Wow. Yeah, I figured. So that's going to lead to Tom. I mean, this is just going to be so out of hand.
Oh, family! Tracy Ellis Ross!
Tracy Ellis Ross!
Little Uzi Vert!
Little Uzi Vert!
Sway Lee! Rick Ross!
Rick Ross!
Julian Huff! Diplo, E9, Rhea, Burna Boy, Michelle Scherzinger, Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls. Say Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls. That's right. Periscope. Cara Delevingne. Penny Harlow. Prince Montana. And a bunch of big surprises that I can't tell you. They're so big sometimes they get.
Look, he's enjoying this. Like, how is he enjoying this? He's selling everybody out, and he's just smiling about it. That's crazy to me.
Get busy, and they forget that they committed to answering the phone, and it's Easter. So, but tomorrow, on my Uncle Diddy's live.
Do you think maybe they were ignoring him, and he's getting back at them or something? They don't want to pick up the phone. Is that what he's alluding to?
Well, there have been some rumors. I mean, there was this unconfirmed rumor of an alleged 911 call made by Usher. Alleged, because I don't know, you know, this, it was going around, and I don't think it was, but I think it may have legs in regards to, there are people who have been saying that they felt harassed by him, that because he kept calling and calling and calling and calling and calling. So what is this? We may have to do a part two of Diddy. Because
this is a deep dive on this. I love this.
This is a deep dive. And if you want to wrap up with that one, who warned us just early this year?
Man, he did. I mean, he did this on Club Shay Shay.
Yep. And to me, that felt like that it just seemed to everyone that that was a very calculated move. He went there specifically. For that, I mean, this interaction on Club Shay Shay says a lot.
Out the other side, period. All of these big dick deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way, know why they take it the wrong way. The truth is the light.
And they have no more of these.
Amen, amen.
Damn. I mean, this Club Shay Shay's really taken off ever since this. This was like the breakout video, right?
Oh, yeah. This broke the internet. This.
So, but this really made Club Shay Shay's podcast. It was Cat Williams. I never even knew this guy had a podcast until he had Cat Williams on.
Mm-hmm. And neither did I.
I kind of get on here.
Right.
After that, I don't really kind of know where to go. Let me one more time.
Wow.
It's pretty much, I think, what a lot of people are like, let me get another drink. I can't believe that this is really happening. And I don't know if you want to wrap up with like all the way down with Oprah and Kamala. We're pivoting a little bit, but in a sense, this is all related because, you know, Kamala's doing really bad in the polls. Well, supposedly, she's doing great in the polls, but in terms of like people, boots on the ground, not great at all. And so they're bringing out all of their star power, and Oprah Winfrey hosted this star-studded event to try to, I guess, last minute dash to win over some black votes for Kamala Harris.
Who's that guy? He's from Breaking Bad. What's his name? I used to really like him. I guess that's out the window now.
I hear Chris Rock is in the house. Chris, where are you? Chris Rock is in the house.
Chris Rock?
Ben Stiller, Jennifer Lopez, Tracy Ellis Ross. Jennifer.
See, this is what I talk about when I say celebrities will be activated. This is it. I said this years ago, that this is how they're going to be activated. This is sickening to me to watch. They're sellouts, folks. They're watching sellouts at work right now.
Lopez! Where are you, Jennifer?
That's a big deal. Yes!
Tracy Ellis Ross, where are you? Tracy Ellis, where are you on the screen? Tracy Ellis! Julia Roberts, where are you?
You know what they're doing right here to me, Rose Angel? Exposing the filth even further. Right there, all the smiling and waving. We all know what time it is. Everybody who's behind Trump knows what time it is. All they're doing is exposing themselves publicly, right? They're waving, going, I'm exposing myself. That's all they're doing. Do you agree with me?
Absolutely, because the way I see it, even if we don't know what really happens, like if the worst case scenario, this thing with Diddy doesn't go anywhere, in the public opinion, in the court of public opinion, a lot of these celebrities are done. They're done.
They're done. This is it for them. And right here, this is sealing their casket.
And Miss Meryl Streep is in the house. So glad to have all of you familiar faces and those of you who...
Do you think it's because they all are scared? So they're getting, they're doubling down, tripling down to get behind, you know, someone like Harris because they know that they're in trouble?
I mean, who knows? I mean, I remember, you know, you work a lot of around talent management folks when you work in these industries and you see how it goes. A lot of times they just call you up and, hey, I need you to be over here. And because you have a contract already and or an alliance or whoever's representing you is connected to that company. I mean, in a sense, I think that that's kind of, we didn't cover it here, but Charlamagne Tha God, I have reason to believe that one of the reasons that maybe he was very careful in how he spoke about Diddy is because at one point, that was, you know, when you looked up the chain and who was paying whose money in check, it was, you know, there was Diddy was on it in some way or shape. So, you know, you don't bite the hand that feeds you, whether it's because you're under contract and you can't say it. But it's interesting what people are saying now that they feel they have a little bit more liberty and freedom to express. What I would like to share with everyone is that I know that this is very sensational, but please keep in mind that these are people's lives and that a lot of suffering has happened here. As we continue to experience this great unveiling. And some of it, if what that man said, if we're going to see, you know, a charge of underage stuff, I mean, I get my whole body just goes into this chill mode. Like, hasn't this kind of been where we need to go? Every single time the Me Too happened or all these other, like, moments, we were like, okay, we're talking about the women, we're talking about men being abused, but what about the young people, the children? In all facets, we know there's a connection there in politics, in Hollywood, in the music industry, and in a neighborhood near you. This does touch all of our lives.
This is going to be the big one, folks. This is what's going to take everybody down. This is it. And these people that are doubling down, tripling down, waving at the camera, I endorse this person. You know who I'm talking about? It's over. It's over. Folks, thank you for joining us. Rosangel, thank you so much for being with me today. This was awesome. This was, I hope everyone got a lot out of this because I did. I mean, we really did cover a lot here. And just how big is this going to be, folks? Biblical.
That's right. We're on the GOD team. Thank you, Nino. It's always great to be with you and your audience. God bless you. And we'll see you soon.
Where can people find you, Rosangel?
Cafecito Break, which is Cafecito Break on social media. And yeah, we host a space on Monday nights with Freedom Fan people who have warriors for freedom, and I always love to host the spaces with them because, you know, authentic and politically incorrect conversations.
Fair enough. Thank you, Rosangel, for joining me. All right, folks, it's going to be big, but goal, like I said, this is going to be insane to watch. Get your popcorn and put on your safety belts, folks. This is it. Later.